Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year.
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations. Forgotten. The history.
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. Win. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Charlie Davies, the Predator, he scored so many times, the best man on the field to have the ball in his feet in those positions.
Beautiful ball for Davies, he's got the back. Davies in, Davies shot, Davies goal!
Estados Unidos, lo hizo Charlie Davies.
Goal for the United States, and they're going crazy in the corners.
From Mr. Charlie Davies.
Incredible goal, Brian McBride. McBride getting his 80th goal in Major League Soccer.
Hey, you know, I don't know. Sometimes when you see those videos again, it's like just working day to day, we sometimes go a little bit numb with how big you guys were. And it serves as a great refresher.
I always question my eyes when you see those videos because it just gets a little blurry. A little blurrier than
they didn't
normal.
Have HD back then.
No.
They certainly did not.
Yeah, but listen, we have two USMNT number nines with us, and always, I always think it's important to just state that it's awesome to have you guys, and so much respect for everything you guys did for the game.
You act like this is my first show. Like I'm a guest.
No, bro, because I work with you every day.
Actually, acts like it's your last show. It's like it was a real honor working with you.
You come to my house, you know, we have lunch.
Every day.
No, but it's true.
Stop.
You know, I mean, we play soccer together, and I think it's important. I play soccer with Charlie Davies and whatever, but no, man, I play soccer with Charlie Davies. Like, as much as friends as we are, I think it's important to note that you guys are the immortals. Alexis and I
remember
nothing.
One of the U.S. trips, we actually were down in Miami, and your dad had us over, the whole team, a team dinner at his house, ended up taking a picture. It was, listen, I've known you for a very, 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 very long time.
Wow, that's epic.
More
that's
your dad, epic. Though. More your
yeah,
dad.
I mean, yeah. Do we have a picture? I don't know if it's from that barbecue at my house when Steve Sampson was the coach.
Yeah.
So this must have been post 95, but this, I don't know if this was in Miami. That's me in the middle.
Wow.
Brian, that's you.
Eddie Pope.
On the side of Eddie Pope?
No.
That's not you?
Yeah, that's me.
That can't be you.
That's me.
That's you.
Where are you?
Yeah, I'm right next to Eddie Pope. Yeah, with the beard.
That's me.
Behind Nico.
I got the bob going,
that's
dude.
You.
That was the shoestring days.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Oh yeah.
Wow. Of course, my dad would take me to a USMNT training with an Argentina jersey as a toddler. Makes no sense.
That's cool.
Keeping it real for you.
If I was Steve Sampson, I would have told my dad, Andres, give him a USMNT.
Might have been the ploy. That might have been the ploy.
Jeez.
Get yourself a jersey.
All right, listen. We have to talk Mount Rushmore. You see the beautiful Mount Rushmore in the background. If you don't know how it works, essentially, you know, with paying homage to the Great American Monument behind the South Dakota, North Dakota, South Dakota. We should know this.
A Dakota.
I'm pretty sure it's South Dakota. We have to choose who we think falls within the category of the top four, essentially. USMNT number nines. And here is the whole like gray area of the issue, right? We set this as nine, not goal scorer, not forward, not striker. Number nine. So I think off the bat, we need to have a conversation. Does Clint Dempsey fall into this category?
No. We all agree Landon Donovan is not.
Yes.
No, Landon.
I would say Landon Donovan.
Well, first of all, if you're going to throw Clint in there, you have to throw Landon in there.
No, I don't think so.
Because Landon never started, he was a winger.
He was actually a defensive midfielder.
He was not with the national team.
No, he wasn't. Bruce brought him in as a six. We had that conversation. His first game, he was playing as a six.
Come on.
Yeah.
That had to be like a January camp.
Yeah. With the Revs, his first professional game, he came in as a six. And then I think everyone saw that he was gifted with the ball at his feet, and he's not really a six, although he can battle. The difference between Clint and Landon is Landon couldn't play with his back to goal.
He didn't like to play with his back to goal. He could. It just didn't really suit him. Whenever he played in the nine position, he would drop in.
And so for me, you have to be able to play with your back to goal. And I think Clint, at the end of his career, was a nine.
Let's bookshelf Clint Dempsey for a while.
Okay.
Because if not, I want to throw Clint Mathis in there, but no. Let's bookshelf.
Hold on a second. Dempsey. If you're going to throw Clint Mathis in there, you got to throw Landon.
Okay. No, but I'm not. Okay. But let's bookshelf Clint Dempsey. But I think, let's talk about locks, right? So this conversation has become too long. There are probably
they're in your ear.
A couple of nines that we all agree that are on this, like with unanimously, without a shadow of a doubt. I think we can unanimously say Brian McBride is on that Mount Rushmore.
First ballot.
He is first ballot.
I have Bert Pannenaud, who in 1930 was the first player to score a hat trick in the World Cup for the U.S.
This is what I call an out.
This is not an out.
Yes. Not an out. You are going with a pick that no one knows about.
Who's the first person? Who's the first person on that?
That's
historical. George Washington, do you not know that?
Okay, so Bert Pannenaud, let's bookshelf him too, because I think there's other worthy candidates, but I think it's all a good shout, but Brian McBride for sure is on there. Who else do you want to make an argument for?
Yeah, I got Josie also.
Josie's on that.
Yeah?
Oh, I think we all agree.
I didn't, but convince me why.
One, he has 42 goals for the U.S. men's national team.
That 42. Alone?
Yeah.
Alone.
Sorry, that's not the one that I didn't have. I did have Josie on there, so
he was the top goal striker going into each World Cup, or two World Cup cycles. Injuries are what prevented him from starring in those World Cups or being someone that you could rely on in those World Cups. But he had the big transfer to Villarreal and MLS, and then I just think maybe in his club form, people get confused with Josie, but with the national team, he had some big games. Think about the goal against Spain in the Confederations Cup. There was a brief moment where we really had a great partnership. We complemented each other extremely well. Mm-hmm. But I think, it's a no-brainer, Josie's
157 goals at his club career.
Yeah, but in Josie, I'd add in, Josie was a center forward that could definitely play with his back to goal.
He 100%.
He could use his strength to hold the ball up and bring other players in, but he also could run in behind.
Yeah.
And that's an attribute that I couldn't do it. And I know that you, when you were a partner, you ran off of him more than he ran in behind. But when he played as a single striker, he had the ability to do both of those things. And that's pretty special.
He also had underrated feet.
Hmm. Yeah, he had great feet.
He had great feet. Very underrated in that capacity. So, yeah.
Didn't he score against Ghana? Didn't he score against Ghana in the World Cup?
Clint did.
Clint.
Was that Clint?
Clint at the very beginning, like to start it off.
Josie got hurt in there.
We got Josie.
And McBride.
We got McBride. You want to throw somebody else out there?
I was thinking maybe Joe Max Moore. Just, not as far back as the name he said, 1930.
What a 60-year difference.
You would put Joe Max Moore over Eric Winalda?
No, I was also going to suggest Eric Winalda.
But I'm thinking Joe Max Moore, you got to do Landon.
Right, because for me, it's Eddie Johnson. That would be my name.
So we've got like five names out here, including the people that we don't consider as like a nominal nine. We got to come to an agreement.
I think the one player that I would put on there is Brian Ching, in the sense that he got injured before his World Cup in 2010. And I think that this is a player who...
this is Houston Dynamo.
Was going into the 2006 World Cup
Brian
ahead of me. And then... For some
Charlie's
reason,
yes, not
Charlie,
like
do you have an
this.
Issue, Charlie?
For the national team, number nines, Brian Ching is on the Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, I would throw his name out there for sure. If he didn't get injured before the 2010 World Cup, he would have been the main guy.
But like, so would Charlie have been? You know, I think would have been the main guy. I'll bookshelf Brian Ching also. What about Bruce Murray, for example?
You put Brian Ching over Bruce Murray or...
Yeah, Bruce Murray in the 90 World Cup, he was...
Goal and
he
assist.
Was the main.
Connor Casey.
I did have Bruce Murray here. I scratched it out because at the time I thought we were doing all U.S. national teams. So I had Mia Hamm and Abby Wambach also. But
are we going to put in
one of the men's?
I think Ronaldo deserves to be on there. I mean, including the glorious, glorious free kick against Switzerland in the 94 World Cup, countless amount of goals. MLS pioneer. Yeah. Does he fall into that Landon Donovan gray area?
I think he does. But if we're open it, Eric is definitely within the shout. And
I think he's on there. Anybody disagree?
If you know Eric actually would tell you himself, I'm not center forward. And he took pride in that because he scored so many goals. And he did it by drifting out to the left. And he has great feet. And he could get by people with this little shuffle. And he was an excellent finisher. So, listen, I'm okay if we're going to throw him on. But then I think we need to add a fifth face and add Landon.
Okay, it doesn't work like that.
No, it's four.
We can only use four faces on the monument.
We have Brian and Eric.
What we can all agree on is McBride and Josie are on our
100%.
Faces on this mountain.
So then we have three. Did we not agree on Eric Ronaldo?
No, we did not agree on
Eric. Okay.
So this is the thing. Clint was not a striker, was not a nine.
We get
but
that.
But at the end of his career, he was a striker, he was a nine. And in that time, he scored a lot of goals, and you could depend on him, and I still rate him above the other wingers.
I have no problem with Clint going on there.
Who were
you need fifth base, so.
You can't. That's the whole Mount Rushmore conundrum.
And I get the whole, like, could have been, you know, like, do I think I would have been on there had I never been injured? Yes, I do. But the whole part of this is longevity and consistency and not getting injured. So taking all that into account and taking in the ability to hold up the ball, run in behind, the things that you can offer at the international stage, not the club stage, I think Eddie Johnson takes the cake for that just because he had that pace, he had the ability to hold up and
but he wasn't as the longevity was it wasn't that long his tenure on the national team.
He had 63 caps.
He did, but it wasn't as long as these other guys. Like, Josie was spread over many.
Josie's
years.
There.
You had over 100.
Yeah, I know.
Josie had over 100, right?
So I retired with 95 caps.
Eddie Johnson only had one World Cup.
We talked about this.
So you think Ronaldo goes in over?
Okay, Ronaldo, yes or no? Okay, Alexis, Ronaldo, yes or no?
Yes.
Brian, Ronaldo, yes or no?
Yeah, then we add Landon, okay, and we're good.
And me too. We add Landon, and
no,
we're good.
No, we'd have five. Then we'd have five.
You only can do four.
So we have three.
I would say Landon
Josie,
over Eric Ronaldo.
Brian McBride,
Clint
Brian
Dempsey.
Ching.
Clint Dempsey.
Clint. We're getting nowhere with this.
Clint
and
Eric,
just take me
Brian.
Off and add it. Add Eric. There we go. Perfect.
Good. Stop it.
No, that's not happening.
All right, so what are the three that we're agreeing on?
Brian, Josie,
I think we can agree that, and I guess we can put Clint in there. Is that fair? That's come a to a great, consensus?
That's right. A Mount Rushmore.
So that's the four.
We need an asterisk.
Brian McBride, Josie Altidore, Eric Ronaldo, Clint Dempsey.
Clint Dempsey. Mm-hmm.
We'll have Landon have his own chiseled face. How about that?
By the way, we've got Ivis in the control room, and I respect Ivis's opinion on absolutely everything USMNT soccer and much more, but specifically USMNT.
What did he say?
What did he say?
He would swap Clint Dempsey out, and he would put Bruce Murray in there.
Okay.
Just because of the nine's sake. I didn't think we were going to get into this gray area, but I like this debate about the gray area of what's considered a number nine or not. But hey, we've got our very own Mount Rushmore. Which one do you want to be? Washington, Roosevelt, Abraham Lincoln.
I don't care where you put me. If you put me on there, make sure it's a picture when I'm younger.
In the meeting, Charlie was making a good argument for Taylor Twellman to be on Mount Rushmore.
Okay, on that note, talking all things U.S. soccer, call it what you want, the very great podcast between Jimmy Conrad, Jesse Marsh, Charlie Davies is on whenever you want, and listen to it wherever you get your podcasts, and you will be informed to the utmost degree. Call it what you want. It's CBS Sports' very own U.S. Soccer Podcast. We will be right back. Chelsea on the other side is going to bring you the top storylines around the world of soccer.
You can now relive the best moments of the UEFA Champions League 24/7. The UEFA Champions League channel is a new 24-hour streaming channel serving nonstop goals, highlights, and full match replays from the world's most prestigious club competition. Reminisce on your favorite moments, legendary players, and brilliant goals with the UEFA Champions League channel, streaming around the clock on Pluto TV, the CBS Sports app, and streaming on Paramount+.